Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders. We're in June.
Hi.
We did it. Hello.
We did it. Good morning.
June the 5th, and we have an amazing guest. We have Juniper, lovely artist and moth.
Hello.
Delighted to have you.
It's 8 in the morning. I'm really, really sleepy, but I'm going to do my best. I have a coffee. I have a little instant coffee.
Yes. Cheers. I also have a
Cheers,
coffee.
Bro. Dink. Cheers, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Jesse, where's your drink?
It's water, though. It's not coffee.
You can cheers with water. You can cheers with water.
Okay.
Are you ignoring us or something? Fine. I thought it was a day to celebrate us all.
If coffee is a celebration drink, then I'm celebrating life, baby. That is my everyday. I'm doing great.
That's beautiful, man.
Mm-hmm. I've been making my own cold brew, which is dangerous because you can make it as strong as you want.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's nicer for your tummy if your tummy doesn't like the acidity, but you can make it insanely caffeinated and just like raw dog it. And it's.
Is there like an escalating pattern for you? Like you have to make it a little bit stronger the next time.
I keep making it the same strength, but diluting it less. I wind up drinking it stronger because I'm like, well, I could just throw some ice in there instead of actually adding water, and the ice will eventually melt and dilute it anyway. But if I drink it fast enough, then it wasn't really diluted, was it?
Eventually, you're just making a drug. You know that, right? Like, you're just making something, like, inedible that you're just drinking as fast as possible and trying not to taste. Like,
I don't know what you mean.
Like, I know
Stop
what you
this.
Are.
Don't say that. No.
Okay. Okay.
How are you, buddy? Aside from tired?
Who, me?
You, buddy. Guess what?
Yeah, no, Dodger and I are not buddies.
No, not us. Enemies only.
I'm golden, baby. I'm good to hit the day. We got Summer Games Fest coming tonight or this afternoon, and I always sort of traditionally stream it with a couple of friends. So I'm looking forward to the day. I'm ready to hit it.
Yeah. Jesse always winds up watching that, too. I don't think I've ever. I'm not sure.
It's like... Right. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch with friends and like talk over everything really loudly and make jokes about games that you don't care about.
Watch like half of it. And
then on the odd chance they reveal something like a new Monster Hunter expansion trailer or something, like on the odd chance.
Right.
You get really excited. And then you get really excited. I remember last year, I think it was at Summer Games Fest, or maybe it was like a Game Awards show, they revealed like Okami, like an Okami trailer, and I like screamed.
Are you an Okami baby?
I love Okami. Do you remember when Jeff Keighley was announcing it and he was like tearing up? He was like crying. He was like, this is gonna be really special, guys.
I don't remember
he was like tearing up. He was like tearing up, and then that's everybody cute, on Twitter though. Was like, why is this guy tearing up over this game I've never heard of? And I'm like, okay, first of all, hop off Okami. You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't appreciate what's going on
what
here.
You're saying. You don't get it. This isn't for you. This is for me and Jeff Keighley.
Exclusively. Okay, so you want a Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm, that's what you're hoping for. Jesse, any hopes? Any hopes and dreams?
I know stuff. I already played stuff this week. So like I can't say things.
He knows things.
I already did that. I'm already on the in. I know shit. Oh, I'm already
really
I'm in 3008. You're 2000 late. I know stuff.
Is it something other than I'm picturing like something that flies? It's something other than that.
What are you talking about?
Okay, never mind. All right, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. I just listen.
Are we playing 20 questions?
Sorry.
What do you mean? Something that flies.
You were trying to be discreet, but I also know that a bunch of creators just went to like a secret like Ace Combat showing.
I played Ace Combat. It was great.
Okay, you're an insider. Things do fly.
Yes, I played Ace Combat. It was great, but I love Ace Combat, so I don't know. Like, there is no. I was already sold going in. I played those games for 20 years, so like, whatever. But I'm very excited. It was fun to play, but I already posted a video about it, so I'm gonna shamelessly plug that shit. But I played other things that I can't talk about for some insane reason till after the show today.
That's
which,
so
all
exciting.
Right, I guess. But I played one game. Well. I did the craziest thing I've ever done.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, so I played a thing where we were asked just not to talk about it. And I was not told what it was before we showed up. And I had no idea what we were doing. And I was like, well, this will be interesting. Because sometimes it could really be something. Sometimes you'll get like a, hey, do you want to check out this game? And it's nothing you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's not for me.
How do you?
So I was a little worried going in, but it's pretty cool. So
but this one, they like met you like in the alley before going in, and they were like, "Hey, you don't like."
They opened the trench coat.
Idea what you're walking.
They put a blindfold
right
on.
Now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I knew the team behind it, but I know I like it was a we're not going to tell you shit kind of thing. I was like, all right, okay,
that's exciting.
Yeah. And then. Yeah. And then this weekend is play days, so I'll get to play a whole bunch more. I have 2 days of just full-on gaming, so I'm pretty excited.
Cool. Fun.
Lots of stuff.
How do you get on the hold your hand in the alley super secret friends list? Did that just happen
That's
naturally?
That's a solid question. I imagine if you catch Jeff Keighley's eye, he sends one of his goons to come give you a golden ticket. Like, I
if
genuinely
only he
don't
knew.
Know.
If only he knew that Juniper had
I
cried.
I imagine it was probably
and a beard.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might help.
Don't worry, I'll be amongst my people. There'll be many of us. Yeah. It's a. Maybe it's because it was like if you're on an E3 list or something. I genuinely don't know. I've been to every single one, and I love them to death. I think they are. Like, without an E3, they're the best thing we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, look, to all the other cons and all the other things, you're great, and I do love you. But for some reason, Playdays is, like, the chillest vibe. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. You just go. You see, like, old friends. You play some games. You get a food ticket. And like a genius, you don't take the food ticket over to the food trucks. You wait till the end of the day. Then you go to the pizza place that's there. You use the food ticket. You get a giant ass pizza that then you take home and you munch on for days. That's the strategy.
Yo.
And I'm doing it again. That's the winning. That's the winning play.
That's fun. That sounds like a day.
Yeah,
it is. It's great.
Jenny, do you go to cons? Really?
If they're like anime related in some way, or TwitchCon, like I'll usually historically I'll go to like TwitchCon, I'll go to Offkai sometimes, which is like a VTuber specific convention. Like I'll go to WeebCon, I'll go to Anime Expo, which is like in my city now, so I have honestly no excuse to skip it. So yeah, pretty much.
Dude,
I went to MAG last year. That was really fun. I like
MAGFest
MAG.
Rules.
I love.
I've never
MAG.
Been to MAGFest.
Oh, it's so fun. It's also just like a total boomer con too. And it's 24/7. And there's a bunch of raves that just happen in the middle of the night. It's pretty
amazing.
Cool. It's cool. It's getting harder and harder to get in though, because the hotel situation.
Yeah.
It is, this past year was insane in a way that, like, you forget, mm-hmm. like you were saying, it's 24/7. So mm-hmm. there will just be people all the time. And what makes it funnier is that as MAGFest ended, the NBA, I'm going to say, the NCAA college basketball something was happening where all these people from all the colleges around America were at that hotel the day, the last day of MAGFest. So the combination of these two groups was truly a chaotic mess.
Clash.
Oh, it was great. I was just sitting around watching. It was so good. Yeah. Yeah, they had no clue what was going on. All the dudes in their, like, I'm going to say their button-ups that had, like, the logo of their school walking around and just, like, looking at people and being like, excuse me, what are you? And having some girl be like, I'm from this anime. Yes. And then be like, oh, okay. That's all right.
So funny,
and
man.
Then just walking away, having learned nothing. It's great. It was so funny.
What are you?
Mm-hmm. Man,
I
never
you, bozo, like yeah. your fancy little suit, your MAGFest. Fancy little pin.
I've never been to Evo either. All of our friends kept going to Evo while I was
Evo's
in LA.
Great.
All of my friends go to Evo too. I'm not a fighting game person, but I guess I would show up if they offered me food or drinks. That would be nice.
So like, just show up and be a cool person, and we'll feed you.
That's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bro,
it's always
love
a shit
Vegas.
Show because it's always summer, so it's like 110 degrees. It's crazy.
I love Vegas. I love whenever there's a Vegas. I love TwitchCon Vegas. And like half of my friends beef with me about this. They're like, TwitchCon Vegas was the worst. But like half of my other friends are like, Juniper, low-key, that was the best TwitchCon we've ever had. Like, I agree.
What do you think made it better? Like,
okay, so
that it was in Vegas?
I have a lot of working theories about this, actually. Okay, so for one, I just really like Vegas. I subject myself to the system. Like, I know exactly what I'm
what
walking into.
What do you love about Vegas? What is, like, the Vegas thing that gets you?
I like the vibes.
And what vibe is that?
I don't know, being an adult and running around at 4 a.m. and all the lights are still on. And there's like, like especially like Caesar's Palace, there's like a fake sky above you that's like blue and it's really interesting. I think it's cool. I think it's really creepy. And that's one of the reasons I like it. It's like very hyper consumerist. And I think I resign myself to that. I think it's fun. But I have some working theories about why I think TwitchCon Vegas was really cool. Okay, so notoriously amongst all of my friends, like my streamer friends, we all agree that there was basically zero bad incidents at TwitchCon Vegas. And I think that's because like all the fans and shit were way too bored to not way too bored. I mean, they were too bored at San Diego, so they would cause problems, right?
Oh, I see. But there's plenty to do in Vegas.
Too much to do. There was way too much to do. They couldn't show up and like stalk people or anything because it was like they were having too much fun gambling their life savings. I thought it was really fun.
Man, the only time that I've been to Vegas, I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking to myself, I should really go back.
The best way to go. Yeah.
You should go back. I always joke with my friends that we need to set up a Vegas trip. Especially when we played like Gamble with your friends with like Sam and like a couple other people. I was like, God, guys, we gotta go to Vegas. Guys, we gotta go to Vegas for real. For real. We could shake this place down. Watch.
We could make millions.
We're just one spin away. We're one spin away.
Yeah. The reason nobody else wins is because they don't have the commitment that we have.
They stop. We're not going to do that.
They stop early. They stop too soon.
Let me be your guiding hand. I'll tell you when to stop.
I have a friend who was like so into slots. It was a problem by the way, but I have a friend who was so into slots that like she would watch people and she would time the amount of time they had sat there. And if they hadn't won anything in a certain amount of time and then walked away, she would like decide for herself, like, is it close? to a payout or not based on how long they were
biffing
it on that machine, which is nuts to me. Like, man,
really, really important question. Was she in the green?
I have no idea. I can't imagine so. I think it was very.
I can't imagine so either.
Yeah.
Also, imagine there's a thought fallacy there, right? Like, imagine your thing being slush. Just play something fun. Like, blackjack is at least fun. Like,
blackjack is fun. I agree.
I love blackjack.
No, she just, you know, she likes the sparkle lights and the sounds.
I like the sparkle lights and the fun.
Yeah. So. But no, I imagine that in her mind, it was a net benefit because she felt like she was winning a lot, but the cost of losing until you win, I don't think that it balanced out. I can't imagine that it did.
She was just prowling up and down the aisles of like slot machines, like watching everybody.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's so interesting. What an interesting hobby.
Yeah. I like that you call it a hobby.
I mean, it's not like you're making money from it. It's not a job. Like,
so true. So true. Turn your hobby into jobs, guys. And maybe also just don't gamble.
Don't do that. Don't listen to that advice. It's terrible advice.
I love turning my hobbies into jobs. I've done it for every single one of my hobbies.
That's the word. Don't do this. Don't offer this advice. What do you mean? You'll kill your loves. The things you love will be ruined. Don't do it.
Well, there's a conflict of thought there, isn't there? Because a lot of people say don't do that because once this thing that you love becomes a job, then you feel differently about it. Mm. Maybe you won't love prowling up and down the slot machines anymore if you turn it into your primary income.
I don't know. Like, streaming started as a hobby, then it became my job. Art was a hobby, then it kind of became my job. Like, video games is my job. I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fair.
I don't overcomplicate it, okay?
Yeah. I knew of you as an artist first before I knew that you VTubed.
Really? Wait, how?
Yeah, because I would see your art posted and reposted, and I loved your art. And so I thought of you as an artist before I realized that you streamed and VTubed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think of you as an artist.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was definitely an art account on Twitter first. What's really interesting is that I met one or two people in like the VTuber or streamer sphere that knew me all the way back on Tumblr, which is horrific. Wow. Which is so horrific. Bad. Like, that's horrific. Like, because I was definitely like 18 or something. I was like a little asshole, probably. But I was posting art there too, and that's how they knew me, or that's where they like first saw me, which is really funny.
Yeah, I'm back on there, man. I've been
really. Tumblr? I heard it's really good now. I heard
it's actually been pretty fun to go back on there.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa! In what way? What do you mean?
Because all of the other sites where I would, if I got really into like a game or a show or something, all of the other places where I could potentially look for like fan art, whatever, have such a like heavy, weird algorithm in the background now that it's actually kind of hard to find what I was looking for in a way that felt chill. Do you want this? No, I don't. But it felt very easy to go back to Tumblr and be like, I want to look for this tag. And then it would be like, here you go.
Well, I heard it's also just that's really chill now because all the like giga crazy people all moved to Twitter. and now just like the real like old heads stuck it out on Tumblr and now it's fun again, which
yeah.
I mean is compelling. It's definitely compelling.
It's honestly very chill. I have yet to have a bad time on there. So yeah.
Remember
it's been
when
nice.
You could like anonymously send hate mail to people?
Those were the days, man.
Those were the days. Yeah. I honestly yearn. I yearn for it like a lost mistress.
Yeah, so it's fine. You should go back. You should check it out.
I don't have time.
Soak up the vibes.
Have time. I can't. I just
don't
can't.
Have time for some Tumblrino.
I don't need another dashboard to endlessly mindlessly scroll. I need to lock in.
That's real.
I deleted everything, so I got rid of a bunch of dashboards so I can choose some new ones. You know,
you're so smart.
Oh my gosh!
You're so smart. I can't do that. I need to. I feel like I need to have my finger on like the pulse of the internet. I need to know what's going on at all times.
Sam feels that way too. I was telling him that I deleted like pretty much everything and that I just haven't been checking stuff, and he like understands why I did that, but has no desire to do that himself. So, yeah.
But like, but how much is Sam? Like, what is his social media usage? He'll post like once in a blue moon.
Well, there's a difference between posting versus just and, doom like, scrolling, looking. Isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When does he do that? Like, these are real questions I have. When does he do that? When does he have the
there's
time?
There's no way he aside, has the time.
Aside, I assume,
that.
From when he's actually streaming.
Any disassociating moment. He wakes up and he does this until his brain is woken up enough.
Okay. Me too. I need my coffee. I need like a little cortisol spike and then I can hit the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see something that makes me go, ooh, and then I'm good to go, I think.
I'm ready to engage.
Why I oughta.
So is Sam like, when Sam is involved in the culture, if you will, is he is he like keeping up with trends and stuff? Is he very Gen Z, Gen Alpha coded right now?
I'm not sitting there like, what are you doing on
can
there?
You ask, can
I'm
you, like can you do that from now on? But no. Like, can no you, way from now on, that. Can you do that?
I would rather not.
Are you sure you can't just like be like, hey there, sport. What you up to today?
It reminds me
are
so
winning,
much
Sam?
Of, shout out to my mom if she winds up watching this. It reminds me of
shout
being
out to
in the
Dodgers
car.
Mom.
Shout out to my mom. It reminds me of being in the car when I first started like texting people. And if I was quiet for too long, she'd be like, who are you talking to? What are you guys talking about? I would be like,
what's that she's smiling like that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do that.
I'm just trying to get some hot goss, but from Sam
understand.
Via you
right.
about
I'm
what's happening
person.
On the internet.
I'm the wrong person.
I'm aware. I know.
We respect each other's privacy too much. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Worst. I'm sorry. I should be nosier.
Sam, message me and tell me what kind of hot goss you got going on. What's happening with the kids? What kind of streamer hurt someone else this week? And what person did what? Mm. And who's mad about what? You know, like, let me know.
The only thing I know about right now is the Lego.
Oh, I love the Lego thing.
What do you mean the Lego? Hold on. What do you mean the Lego?
The bricks and minifig stuff?
I don't do this. I post on social media and then I leave. I'm like, I'm promoting something. I'm out. So I don't know what's happening. What do you mean the Lego?
Oh,
like the Batman game that came out? Hold on. What do you mean?
No. You got it. So there's a whole thing. We'll link you to the videos. Because we can't, describing it can't really do it justice.
For a week. Yeah, yeah.
What are you about to tell me?
So it's a guy, Reckless Ben, is that his channel name?
Mm-hmm. He's a YouTuber.
And yeah, he normally like does weird stuff with cults and things, but he was contacted by this guy who was like, my
like cult
dad. Yeah,
sure. Which is why I'm trying to figure out where the hell this is going with Legos. But okay,
so this You'll guy see. Contacted him and was like, "My dad has the world's largest collection of Star Wars Lego, and he is selling them on consignment inside of a bricks and minifig store, which is a big franchise
like a hobby store, store chain."
So this one store had all of his Lego, and then. Changed hand. This is simplifying it, but the owners changed hands, and the new owner was like, "Well, I never signed anything like that." And basically, long story short, stole all of the Lego and refuses to give it back. And
yeah,
so
like, pretended that they didn't have it, that they had never even heard of this guy. All that like $200,000 of Legos that they were keeping in a back room and like pretended didn't existed, basically because they felt they weren't like resigned to the same contract as the previous owner.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we can just take these now.
Yeah.
$200,000 in Legos is a lot of Legos.
It's
what
a lot.
Do you mean?
Yeah. And so this guy
okay.
was contacted. The guy who owns the Lego is pretty old. He's sick. His son contacted Ben to be like, I'm trying to solve this. I've tried going to court. I've tried doing all of this shit. And I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do anymore. And so this guy is like, I'm not going to rest until I get this Lego back. And it escalates so much. It's insane.
What happens?
Corrupt police involved. It's insane. It's insane. You just got to watch the video.
yeah. They like try to take them to court. And the police get called on him like a shitload of times. Then the police start harassing him. And then they find out that like
the guy who made the video.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they find out that the owner of that store is like a devout Mormon, and he's given a lot of money to the Mormon church. And this is all in Utah. So a bunch of the police are also Mormon. And there's like a sort of conspiracy theory that they're like, you know, that the Mormons are kind of backing each other up a little bit. It's really, really interesting.
It's fascinating. It's a very fascinating watch. Again, I feel like it's better if you just
make a note.
It's better if you just watch it.
This is
going to
be too old for this episode. It's happening. This is happening. What?
Mormon? Yeah, so.
Lego? Guy? Video? That's what I wrote down. All right, great. I'll find it.
Yeah,
you will.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's been wild.
I don't
that.
Okay.
Was that gossy
right,
enough for
sure.
you? Are you happy?
That's what I'm here for. That's what this podcast needs. We need a segment where we read those shitty Reddit posts that are like, "Dear Reddit, my boyfriend took
Reddit.
All my money." Yeah, my boyfriend
Sorry.
Took all my money and then married my cousin, and now I do
am
drugs.
Am I the asshole?
Yeah, am I the asshole? Yes, that's what we need. That
you're right. We do need another "Am I the Asshole" podcast. I agree.
we got to get in on that trend. We got to hit.
We
that.
Do.
It's a market where
maybe,
you know.
Maybe oh, there's got to be a different part of Reddit that we could tackle. Maybe.
No. Oh.
Did you guys do an "Am I the Asshole" podcast?
Would
or
we
like
do
the asshole segment, or was that just a joke?
No, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
We've never
we should
done
do
one,
that.
But we should.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
We could if we had a couch that we could sit on and face each other and like hot goss.
I watched all of like the old like Northern Lion VODs, like what do you call it? He called it like Reddit Court or something, where he just read "Am I the Asshole" posts and like did his own like judgment of it. Those were so fun.
Oh my gosh.
That's people love those. The problem is I'm convinced 90% of Reddit is fake now.
Oh yeah.
And it's
oh,
all
yeah.
just
it
like
is.
People
it's
posting
fake,
to get attention.
It's either fake or it's somebody doing like a clickbait title. Like I had a fight with my mother-in-law, like, how do I even describe? They always do this thing that's like kind of a fake out of like, am I the asshole for like running over a dog? And then they start it and they're like, I have a disability and I'm really, really poor. And I didn't see the dog. Am I an asshole? And it's like, no, like, no, also
yeah.
kind of just pity farming. Like,
yep.
Yeah, yep. It's weird.
It's the same. I mean, like TikTok has the same thing where you'll watch a video and it'll be like, this is one of my honestly, it's one of my favorite things. I'm not even gonna lie. Is it'll be a video and it'll be like a guy who discovers his girlfriend is with an older man and he's like, oh, how could you? And then if you go to their page, whatever the hell that's called in TikTok, it's all the same people but acting out different versions of the same thing.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
they're
so
like
funny to me.
Sketches, kind of,
yes,
but like not, but,
yeah,
like
but they're
not
like actively
code.
Trying to make it seem real. Like mm-hmm. it's oh yeah, no, this guy caught his girlfriend cheating. It's but then they'll switch and it'll be like, my sister's pregnant by my father, and then it'll be the same people. Or it'll be like like these two men discover they're dating the same woman, same people. And I'm like, this is a mad level of genius. It's like gross. But
yeah,
they're
mean,
definitely getting clicks.
I, if it works, it works. It's just like so soulless.
Have you
yes,
seen
it's crazy.
Those videos that are like a day in the life of a YouTube clipper? And it's like a person who just makes those weird like clips from somebody else's stream and then adds on like Subway Surfers. They're like, just talk about what their life is like clipping shit together.
Okay, we didn't ask. Clip the video, bozo. Like, clip the streamer. We don't care who you are.
I just love it. Like, I go into the office. You don't have to. You could do this from your bed, I think. I don't think you need to go into an office to do that. But anyways, what do I know?
I love reading Reddit. I read it before bed to wind down because I really like feeling like I'm at a zoo and I'm looking at monkeys in a cage. Sometimes it makes me feel really good.
Sometimes when
I like the key word is sometimes it makes me feel really sometimes.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes. And if it makes me a little mad, that's existential dread.
Yeah. I don't know how I screwed up. I clearly don't have the right algorithms, but my Reddit thing is so goofy that it's mostly just I think it's like something dinner diaries. Like dinner diaries. All it is a photo of food and then someone being like, today this happened to me. And then it's something.
Kitchen cells. Oh, like kitchen cells.
What?
You guys don't fuck kitchen cells.
Help. What is that? What
Girl
does that
Dinner
mean?
Diaries is what it's called. And it's
Girl Dinner okay, so that sounds like kitchen cells, but for women.
What is kitchen cells?
Is it supposed to be incels, but kitchen cells?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it's like they post like a bagel with like cream cheese and like a single anchovy, and it's like today I did nothing and I sat in front of my computer and I feel like life has no meaning.
No, this is different. Same wavelength, different frequency. God. Yeah, Girl Dinner Diaries is a lot of either today I did this thing and it changed my life, or today my boyfriend was an asshole, or today at work this thing happened. It's literally just venting, but it's hilarious because then it's just a picture of food. And for some reason,
they sound similar.
It sounds like exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Just like it's not.
We just have,
I don't
like
think it's as sad as kitchen cell
boys,
sounds.
Vent channel for girls, like
right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a guy dinner diary that's a little less sad than like today I sat here, I did nothing, my life is pathetic. Like that seems a lot. That seems like I don't want to ever read that. Like you shouldn't be talking to us. You should find, I don't know, like a professional maybe. Like this seems like too much for the internet.
But then they wouldn't post on r/kitchen cells, and I like looking
and
at
then,
it.
Yeah, I get it. You know.
And then how is Juniper supposed to get to sleep?
How am I supposed
Look,
to sleep,
I understand.
Bro?
Yeah.
What have you guys been playing this week? Or reading? Or listening to? Or whatever? How's it been going?
Oh, gosh. I have a lot of answers, actually. So maybe Jesse can go first.
Your life is so full.
A really funny way to say that. Yeah, you've done
yeah,
so much.
It's so vibrant.
Besides going around LA this week and playing a bunch of stuff
that you can't tell
and
us about,
editing videos of that stuff. Yeah, it's really truly the only thing I did of any significance this week was I finally went and saw Backrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely.
Spoiler-free reaction to
Spoiler-free. Yeah. I don't believe it is a horror movie in the jump scare sense, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, it is tension. It does exactly what the... So, if you've ever experienced any Backrooms media, played games, whatever, most of it is like, oh, I'm walking around. This place is so weird. I don't know what's going on. How liminal. But there aren't a lot of like crazy things going like, you know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what this is. I think over time, a lot of the backroom stuff was sort of morphed into more traditional horror as people kept adding things and monsters and crap to it. And it kind of took away from what originally was, which is just
uncomfortable
and strange.
Just being uncomfortable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess in the like Kane Pixels version of the canon, it's just weird and strange visuals. And maybe every once in a while there's like, I don't know, something strange in there. That's this. And you're going to see a lot of really cool stuff. A lot of really trippy visuals. The last frame of the movie is so messed up. I'm like, what am I looking at? So there's
somebody,
a lot.
in my theater, overall, I had a really good theater experience with the back rooms. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. All the people I went with didn't like it. They were walked out. They were like, that was super mid. But I liked it. But at the last frame, somebody, some asshole in my theater yelled, smash.
That sounds then, right. That sounds,
and then the credits yeah. rolled. And it was so jarring because like, I felt like it felt short to me. And then that happened. And it just like completely deflated the entire room. Like everybody just sort of giggled and the credits rolled. I was like, oh, buddy.
Yeah. It's like, it's not a, like Obsession came out. Mm-hmm. Obsession's fantastic.
Oh, it was fantastic. I think that's,
yeah, I think that's like that's more of a scary horror movie. There's some like mm-hmm. really crazy stuff in that I was like, whoa. Backrooms is a little less horror and a little more like
it's a little artsy, right? But I really like artsy movies.
So do I. And I really enjoyed it.
That Kane Pixels is like, I mean, it's like way more psychological, right? But like the other canons mm-hmm. are like, this is a literal place with literal like levels and rooms, and there's a big scary yes. monster in this one, and you have to spin in a circle 3 times to go to the next one. I have beef with the Backrooms wiki. This is known on my channel. I have crazy beef with it. I think it's really stupid.
Yeah, they tried to make Backrooms, or at least like the fandom tried to make it a little more SCP than yeah. what it originally was.
But it's like really and bad so, SCP.
Yes, yes. It's, yeah, like it's a lot SCP, of like memes and things.
But like the authors are like 5 years younger at least.
Yes.
Which is already saying a lot.
I just mm-hmm. saw in chat the Robloxification of Backrooms.
Oh, and that no. is I hate
exactly
that.
How I feel. Yeah, like, that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Oof, God.
But yeah, so I saw that and that was fun. I am really, so I'm obviously not going to see it, but I am kind of in the world of, because of Too Old for This, I'm kind of in the world of The Amazing Digital Circus. Mm-hmm. And so that had a movie release, and I very much want to see how that ends, but I'm going to wait my ass to watch it on YouTube like everyone else.
I saw However, it last night.
Did you?
Can I ask you a question?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Report everything I've seen online of mm-hmm. that movie. All the comments are like, well, I don't want to talk about the movie. I'd rather talk about what happened in the audience because the audience was crazy people.
So I had a good, okay, I'm going to say my audience, not quiet. They would like something would happen on screen and they would go, oh, what the fuck? Or like something would happen and they'd go like, you know, like it was, they were loud, but I think they were good. They were good. It was like positive. It was like fun, you know, like it wasn't annoying. I guess like it could have been quieter at some times, but overall it just kind of seems like watching a movie with like a big group of people that were just like really excited to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would hope for. That's what I would want. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It was like, they were very, very vocal, but not in a bad way, I think. So I think like I had a pretty good experience. I've heard other people online had like horrible ones, but I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like it depends on the like age range of the audience or how many people were there in like huge groups. Cause huge groups usually are a problem, but like, man, there's some, I realized at some point, and I've seen this and experienced this, and I realized like, first off, we're the problem because the amount of times I've gone to a movie or I've been out in public or done anything that involves like a screen and people interacting with that screen. I was at Universal Studios a couple weeks ago. There's a thing, and I'm going to blame us and all streamers. Because if you're like, I don't know, I'm going to say if you're around 11, 10, 11, 12, in that range, the amount of younger tweens who do Twitch-style reactions to things, but in public, is insanely high. Like, too high.
The, like, Chatter like, We if something type of thing, or beyond that?
Like, literally just, you know, someone will, like, I was doing the Mario ride at Universal, and there's, I'm going to say, like a 5-minute intro screen where they explain the ride to you because it's that complicated. And there were a bunch of kids and they were like doing bits like for no one. Not like they were just reacting. They were doing literal bits. And I was like, This is the worst thing I've ever.
Those are your future streamers, bro. They're gonna eat you one day. They're gonna overtake you.
They probably already have. Like, this is.
They have such a huge leg up over us. Oh my gosh.
It's true.
They've been we gave them the tools, and now they're gonna use it against us. I don't like it.
They're gonna be so funny one day. It's so scary.
They're developing so
they're getting all the bad bits over with early. I didn't have that opportunity. I didn't even know I wanted to be a streamer, and these kids are starting at 10.
Yep. It's just like crazy to see it in public. Like, you see it through a screen, you're like, ah, yes, they're Mystery Science Theatering this and making comments and goofing. But, like, in real life, it is wild. Like, I normally would be like, well, that's so cringe, but I'm just obsessed with the fact that it exists and people do it. And I'm like, I never would have thought.
Chat,
but here we are. That's, I'm telling you, that's the kind of shit that it was literally like... throwing in little comments, little like bit. It was crazy. It wasn't just them being like goofing, you know, most people be goofing, but like they were doing bits, and I was blown away. I was like, this is crazy.
Can I tell you, my kid did a thing that made me I think made me have the exact same reaction as you. She tripped, and then she got up and looked at me and went POV me tripping, and did it again on purpose.
There is no way your kid did that.
She did.
And then she had to. Yeah. And then she was like, Mommy, what does POV mean? And I was like, bro. She just like assimilated how to use it, but did not understand what it meant.
She's going
to
be so funny.
God, she's already on my heels, man.
Oh, man. It's so.
Putting me out of business.
I would have cut that out real quick. I'd been like, POV, perv on vacation. She never would have used it again.
And then she'd be like, Daddy, what does perv mean? I'm 8, if you'll recall.
Yeah, she'll never use it again. Sam will be like, all right. And I'll have to be like, it's a bad thing, honey. And then she'll never use it. You're welcome. I saved you from that trouble.
I don't know if you remember being a kid.
I don't.
Yeah. The second somebody says, it's a bad thing and I won't explain it to you, they're like, well, now I'm obsessed with it.
Maybe that was my plan all along.
Now she's going to ask everybody what a perv is.
Yep. You're going to get calls from teachers. They're going to be like, what is Clark doing?
Going on with this kid, man. Oh, my goodness. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you told me to start reading the Absolute Comic series.
And you did?
Jessup. I got Absolute Wonder Woman, Absolute Superman, and Absolute Batman. I've only read Absolute Batman so far, and it's pretty good.
Right?
It's pretty good.
What makes it different from other like comic series?
So
we're gonna talk about it.
The idea is that
I'm not a comic head.
Yeah, it's the Absolute series is there's like an overall reason for it, but each run is like, here's this superhero if the circumstances that created them were completely different. So like Batman in the Absolute Batman series is like a poor kid. He has no money, no resources. He has to rely entirely on like working really hard and being really smart and utilizing that to his advantage. And it's like, how would his story be different under those circumstances? I have tried not to spoil myself on what everybody else's circumstances are. I believe the Superman one is like he's never found by the Kents, I think, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, it's like they still become that superhero, but how did they get there? And how are their ideals different, or how is their behavior different? Yeah. And I assume it all sort of like converges
Yeah, it's like the worst timeline for all of these heroes, but it's still them at their core being who they are. But it allows the artists to get real crazy with everything.
Yeah.
So like all of
nothing's sacred. They can just do what they want with like designs.
All of Batman's rogues gallery is like wild looking and a little eldritch horror-y. So like the Joker don't look like the Joker. Poison Ivy looks like an eldritch monstrosity.
Poison Ivy looks sick. I think you'd love
killer,
it.
Killer Croc has like the biggest mouth I've ever seen ever. Like just crazy stuff. It's incredibly interesting because they set up, they're like, oh, here's the setup of why it's like this. So you don't have to question anything. And I don't really want to like spoil that, obviously, but there's a reason everything it is the way it is and it's all connected. But because they give you a reason, it's like, oh, all right, let's see where this goes.
Cool.
And it's pretty compelling.
See what happens here. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Batman is good. Okay. Apparently Wonder Woman and Martian Manhunter are both incredible. So I'm going to read Wonder Woman next and see how that is. But
it kind of just started. So yeah, it's like one of those ground floor things. You don't really need to know much about the other stuff. Unless
especially because they changed everything. That's true. You don't really need to know what the original lore was.
Yeah. Like, and then they're doing it. You're not there yet in Batman, Dodger, but they did a thing where they like really started to be like, Bruce is starting to understand things. And you're like, what? So I like that the heroes are starting to be like, something is wrong.
Mm.
Which I'm here for them trying to figure it out. So it'll be interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. So
I probably won't read them. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not really a comic head.
Adjacently that they're good.
Okay.
Did you ever have an interest in like reading or making comics?
Yeah, actually. I mean, I read manga. I'm just like more of a weeb, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there could be like a parallel universe somewhere where I didn't become a streamer and instead had the time to invest into like storytelling in some way, but I have no idea what that would even look like anymore. That's definitely something I was interested in when I was younger, but it's cool. But yeah, no, I read manga. There was a couple like American graphic novel series that I really, really liked growing up. Like, do you know Bone?
Oh my gosh.
You don't know Bone?
Mm-mm.
I've seen Bone, but I don't think I've read it. I can imagine
the covers. Bone. I loved Bone. It was so good.
What is Bone?
What is it? Yeah.
So how do I explain? God, how do you explain Bone to somebody who has never heard of Bone? Okay, it's about these little tiny white guys. They're not like white guys, but they're like white creature dudes that like are traveling and they end up in a city of like normal humans and they're like monsters and there's kind of magic elements. And then it kind of like turns into like it was a comedy or like it was really lighthearted, but it sort of like escalates more and more into like horror. I really like it. Every once in a while they'll be like, we're making a TV show out of Bone, and then it'll just get immediately canceled. Like
no.
it was really formative to me as a little kid because I was reading these graphic novels, and then like in the last couple of books there's like some graphic like gory deaths of like some of these characters, and I loved it. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah. I remember when the Sailor Moon manga first started coming to America, they like put it in an anthology with a bunch of other, with like a chapter of a bunch of other shit. And that's where I read Parasite for the first time. Any of you who know the Parasite manga and anime, it's like very horror-y. And I was I'm so excited to read Sailor Moon. And then also had Parasite in there and got obsessed with it. Cause yeah, I think like, it happens for a lot of people, right? To sort of see horror like that for the first time and be like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm really fucked up about it, but also I want to know what happens next.
I like this way better than
there's something
like
about this. Yeah. Yeah. I get it though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been there. I think my second anime ever was Elfen Lied. So.
Oh my
god. When I was like 13 or 12.
Yeah. Our local video store had a bunch of anime and all of it was just not rated. So anybody could check it out. And it was 50-50 shot on if I was going to rent something that I absolutely should not be watching.
Oh god. That's so risky.
Yeah, because at the time they just didn't rate it. They just didn't rate anime at all, and it would just all go in the international section. I'd be like,
"That's
this
where
looks
you
cool.
accidentally check out something like Black Bible as like a little like 13-year-old because and they just check it out because they're like, I don't know, it's anime. I don't know anything about this."
Right. Yeah. Me checking out Bubblegum Crisis and there immediately being boobs. And
oh,
I was like,
I
don't
loved
think
Bubblegum
I...
Crisis.
Me too. Me too.
Bubblegum Crisis is so cool.
It was very
cool. They don't
cool.
make them like that
Should
anymore.
Not have been watching it at that age, but yeah.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no, no,
There's
no.
a vibe there. There's a vibe there that we don't get anymore.
Bro,
it's
look
true.
At Jesse right now. What is he?
Jesse, what are you looking at?
Sorry, I'm reading about Bone and it like none of this makes sense to me. None of
well,
it.
Well, that's what I'm
and
saying.
I must
that's
stress,
what I'm saying. I was like, how do I just possibly describe Bone to somebody who's never read it? It's like such a unique story.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that the character list is Phone Bone, Phony Bone, and Smiley Bone. These are the bones, and they're all cousins, and they're little tiny cutie boys. And then it's like, okay, and their main antagonists
like,
along the way.
Hyper-realistic humans.
Yes. And then it's so it's like these absolute goobers, and it's like, he's the wacky one. And it's like, he's super intelligent. He plays a string instrument. He does, like, loves a cigar. Like, just, they're like goofballs. Like, oh, and then it's like, main antagonist, the hooded one, servant of the Lord of Locusts. Like, what the shit?
Yeah, it's like it's just like these little cartoon characters that are completely dropped into a world they are not built for. I love it. It's so interesting.
Like, all right. Funny. Okay.
Maybe we should read Bone, man.
Maybe we should read Bone. I guess if it's done, I can read it and know that it'll have an ending.
That's true. There is value in that, knowing something is finished.
There is value in knowing something is finished and actually has like a semi-decent ending. Like, goodness.
Yeah.
Especially
for
lately.
Sure. I also, on Juniper's recommendation, started watching Widow's Bay.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
which
it fantastic?
Is great. It's so good. Jesse, have you watched
what
this
What is Widow's
yet?
Bay?
It's so
why
funny.
Why do you think I would have watched this?
It's an Apple TV show. It's not like a... It's
I don't have
Yeah, it's
I don't
like normal. It's like a normal TV
It's a normal
show.
Show.
It's not like anime. It's a, it just came out.
The thing
They've
is, when you say an Apple TV show, I know it's not normal. There's not a normal show on Apple TV. There's not. It's, like it's going to be like... And then they're also made of clay and not real. And also, time has no meaning in this world. It'll be something insane.
So Widow's Bay is kind of like a, it's like a horror comedy. The horror is pretty light horror, but I think it's done really well. And it's about a landlocked island that, that has a bunch of like weird shit happen all the time. And the mayor is desperate to turn it into
really
a
quickly,
tourist.
Really quickly. Can I?
Yes.
Is it an island in a lake?
Ocean.
Sorry, you said landlocked island, and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Sorry.
I was sorry, you immediately
you're
distracted me because I was trying to figure out what that was.
You're right.
I was like,
I misspoke.
What do you,
it's an
what do you
island.
Mean?
It's just an island.
Okay. All right. I was like
not landlocked. Misspoke. Okay.
Yeah,
big time. Right. Yeah, yeah.
It is really sharp writing. It's really, really funny. And each episode kind of explores like a different horror trope. And it executes all of it really well, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching.
Like,
it's
what's
also
the,
really, really
what's
new,
the...
and they release a new episode every like Wednesday.
What's the plot?
The plot is that there's an island and there's a curse on the island and that apparently if you're born on the island, you can't leave the island or something happens to you. And the mayor is like not a believer in any of this, but things just start happening around him that he can't like explain. And it sort of revolves around him like trying to wrangle the island and trying to figure out like what exactly is going on. It's also so funny. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Like oddly fun, like something horrifying will be happening but something funny is happening at the exact same time.
yeah
all right.
Yeah, it's
is,
really
is
good.
The mayor like a not from that town character who we're
he's
supposed to see the
there.
World through
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But he's spent time on the island his whole life. I think he used to like go there for vacations, So he's not from the island, but he wound up settling there for XYZ reasons and became mayor. And he's like desperate to like jumpstart the economy and the and tourism on the island. But it's like constant crazy shit is always
it's
happening.
Like a complete and uphill battle for him.
It's, yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Definitely recommend that one.
When I finally subscribe for exactly 1 month to watch every Apple TV show I haven't watched since the last time I did that, it's on the list.
Yeah. But for games, I played the Seventh Guest remake.
Y'all.
I saw some if you guys streaming that. I don't know anything about it.
So I never played the original, but it's mm-hmm. a... You're at a creepy manor. There's a bunch of people that came to the manor, and the whole manor is like booby trapped with puzzles. And it's very like, if you can solve all the puzzles, I'll give you your heart's desire kind of thing. So they remade the game from the ground up, and it looks awesome. They've done this cool like blend of this like 3D FMV thing where all of the guests, because you're kind of like seeing like echoes of what they did when the guests showed up. And so it's actual people that come in and you can like step around them and completely like see all around them. And they like walk around the manor and like do you see like snapshots of when they were there and what they were doing. And then each room in the manor has something to solve. So once you've solved a room, then that part of the manor kind of like comes back to life, so to speak.
I can't do puzzle games on stream. My chat is too cruel to me.
No, that's too bad. You got to train them.
It's really, really funny, but I also don't like feeling stupid. But anytime I played Baba Is You on stream, it's fun. It's kind of hilarious because I get to crash out at my own viewers. I get to crash out, or they get to suggest me something that I've clearly did like 5 seconds ago, and I do like, oh, like this, like the thing I just did.
Bro, I also wind up doing that. Just it's so frustrating when the exact same thing is suggested over and over. It's so hard not to be like, what the fuck do you think I've been doing for the past 10 minutes? Yeah.
Or it's like somebody obviously dumber than you that is like, are you sure you can't just do this? And I'm like, no! Are you watching the stream? It's Crash Out Central. I gotta stay away from that game. It makes my blood pressure go way too high.
Yeah. Do you enjoy puzzle games, though? You just don't want people watching you play them? Or do you not really enjoy them at all?
Do I even enjoy puzzle games?
Be honest with you. Look deep in your soul.
I don't know. I feel good when I solve them.
Yeah.
I'm more of an action RPG girl. I like Souls-likes. I like Monster Hunter. I like indie games. I got one of the Lookout Side endings this week, and I really, really enjoyed that. Like RPG Maker.
Oh, I don't think I've played that.
It's good. It's good. It came out last year. It was a game of the year contender for like a lot of people. But
really,
I mean, it's kind of an indie game, and you know, you're kind of lucky. You're kind of batting 1,000 if you like even end up in like a game awards. You know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good.
Can you for the sake of like for Dodger, I mean, not for me, like I would never play it, but like for Dodger, can you explain what the game is?
Pretend I'm baby.
Okay. It is a
like I have no interest, but like yeah.
It's a Lovecraftian horror comedy turn-based pixel art indie game where something happens and something has emerged outside, and anybody who looks outside gets corrupted, or they lose their mind or go insane or are just melted into a gore pile. So you're basically like the entire game takes place inside your apartment. And if you look out a window, you die. If you look at an image of the outside, you die. And it's just sort of you like traversing through it and like battling these sort of eldritch creatures that people who did see it like turn into. And it's really neat. It's like it's a very competent Lovecraftian horror, but it's also really, really like funny and charming. I really enjoyed it. Also, the dev streams. Cool. His name is Frankie Pixels, I think.
Aw.
What is like how long does it is it like a long
it's
game
pretty long.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty long. Yeah. It's like, oh gosh. I think it's like 20 hours, maybe.
Holy shit. All right. I was not expecting that.
I just went to look it up, and apparently I wishlisted it originally when it came out, and I just never played it. So clearly I should play it.
Good. It's really good.
So you said there's multiple endings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously one of the endings is just you just go and look outside in any way.
You look outside, sure.
Or you see like an image of what's happening outside. And obviously that's just like, that's its own ending. There's like different death animations depending on how you do it as well. It's really cool.
Amazing. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's good. It gets my seal of approval. People call those sorts of games Junicore on my channel if they're kind of like like psychological. There's like a lot of gore or like meat, like character exploration. So it's very up my alley.
Yeah.
If you like, you know, soulsy things, but also mm-hmm. Eldritch stuff, have you done any of Saros or Returnal?
No, not yet.
Oh my god. I think didn't they like those.
Saros just came out, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look
both
into
fall
it.
Along those lines of like they're extremely tough. You have to learn to do it, and then they give you some like crazy ass story that is.
They are PlayStation exclusive.
I think Returnal might not be now. I think Returnal is on.
Is it not anymore?
PC. Yeah, Saros is 100% still on only PlayStation.
That's a Returnal problem for me.
Returnal
is on PC, and that is a great game. I think
it's very fun.
Saros, I think, as a game is more like the gameplay is just better, but I think the story of Returnal is like significantly better. So
okay, good stuff. Like a good story.
Yeah. Plus, it'll beat your brains in. It will not be nice to you. That game will.
I like games that are mean to
hurt
me.
Hurt you.
I like them. I also streamed Fear and Hunger 2 a little while back, and I really, really enjoyed that. I like difficult games that are really evil.
Oh my gosh.
We call those Finnish torture games on my channel, because they're usually made by Finnish people.
I see.
Like Fear and Hunger, like Cruelty Squad, like games like that. They're Finnish torture games. They're games that actively kind of hate you and want you to suffer.
I know a lot of people that got really into Fear and Hunger too. I've never dipped into that.
I loved it so much.
Are they like what kind of horror game are they? I guess like gameplay wise. Gameplay wise, like is it like survival or?
Oh yeah. Or like, yeah, it's like survival. You have to keep everybody fed. You have to like you can avoid enemies in the overworld in order to avoid like getting into like combat with them. And the combat can be really, really hard, especially if you stumble into an enemy you're definitely like not supposed to be fighting yet. Like there will be enemies walking around that you just aren't ready for and you just have to avoid them. It's cool.
Have I never heard of this game? It looks wild. What the hell?
The Fear and Hunger games?
I feel like they're a little niche.
Hunger. Sorry.
They're a little niche, I suppose.
But I played niche games like Cat Lady and all those weird ones that are super bizarre. So like, I feel like I should know about this.
I can't find them all.
I'm over here just playing. I got like... Man, I got just a desktop full of games that I don't look at new games. Got a
me
desktop
too,
full of games I haven't gotten to yet.
Me too. I got the whole like gray list on my Steam of games that I just never installed. It's too much.
But I will say, if you want to play a weird game, go play Cat Lady. That's a strange game.
Cat Lady. cat lady, yep. Huh?
That's an older one. It's an one,
older
yeah.
one. It is very weird. I love it. I love how strange it is.
I love weird, strange little games. I love them. I love them. I love mm-hmm. weird, strange little ugly indie games.
I think you'll like yeah. Cat Lady. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm.
Most of the time when I find a weird indie game, it's because I watched Octo play it. But I'm like, yo, I'm playing that. That looks strange. Like, that's how that's I got fair. Horror Plant.
Octo, yeah, Octo and I have, like, an overlapping taste in games for sure.
He is, yeah, he's my late night guru of gaming. When I turn on Twitch after like 11 p.m., I'm like, there he is.
There he is, the boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And he'll be up for hours still.
There he yep. is, thank God. Nobody else streams around that time except for like Boone, and that's it.
Yeah. All right, you said you have a huge list, Junie, go for it. What have you got to share with us?
Share.
You don't have to share it all. You don't have to share it all. You can grab bag. You could even only tell us about one.
You can grab bag. You can do whatever you want. Bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell us what the best one you played was.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, the ones that I've played or the ones that I haven't played?
No, that you have played.
Stuff that you played that you enjoyed this week.
This week? Oh god. Yeah. I've mostly just been doing art this week. I'm gonna be real.
That's okay.
What kind of art were you doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I drew a bunch of my friends.
I saw it was so cute
on stream a couple days ago. It may have actually been yesterday. I'm losing track of time. Here, I'll put it in the chat. Hold on.
I'm so excited to see.
It was very cute. Yeah, Juniper's got a good style.
These aren't even chibis for me. These are literally just like shitty little doodles. Like, but I drew like a bunch of my friends.
Cute.
I drew a bunch of VTubers. I drew like some of the guys in your sphere. I'm sorry, I didn't draw either of you. There were too many people.
It's okay.
You know, it's probably for the best.
My favorite on here. Well, maybe in post editing we can put the picture up. But my favorite on here is definitely Joe Fudge.
Oh yeah, I literally just drew him in his webcam.
It's just so funny. I immediately was like,
he's the only
chill.
One I drew in a webcam.
Cause that's how he always is. That's always where he is.
That's him. Yeah. That's my guy.
He doesn't leave there. He's trapped there forever.
Yeah, but like I've just been doing art. I haven't played that many video games. Just look outside.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
So my friends
I need
tell
to...
me I'm not a gamer. They get mad at me. They get mad at me in the Discord when they're playing like a game like CS2 or something. And they're like, Juniper doesn't want to play with us because she's not actually a gamer.
Damn.
They're trying to rage bait me. And
I was going to say, they're trying to bait you into playing.
they're literally trying to rage bait me. They've been doing that with HOTS as well. Like, I guess like Juniper literally doesn't even play video games. I'm like, guys, I'm working. I'm manipulating you as my background noise right now.
I haven't played HOTS since it came out.
Oh,
it always surprises me when people still play HOTS. Sorry, no offense. Well, all of our friends that play it still.
I mean, it's kind of a bit, like, if I'm being honest. Like, it's kind of a bit. Like, like HOTS is, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's been rebalanced since I last played it. But I always flex that I used to have an 82% win rate with Rainer.
Damn.
HOTS, back when I played it with my like other friends. And frankly, I just don't want anything to touch that score ever. Like, what if I come back and the game has been balanced?
I'll never open this again.
I'm never opening this again. Like, and apparently they say they did just lose all of their games. And I'm like, I cannot let you guys near my win rate, to be perfectly honest. Like, I need to protect that thing with my life.
Jesse's openly admitted to having like a really good win ratio in a game and being like, and now
I have 100% win ratio in League of Legends. And yeah,
okay,
I have 100% win.
How many times did you play it?
One game, and that's all I needed. I will not play anymore. Yeah, I won one time.
And now he'll never lose.
Yeah, but I will play like against NPCs and I'll goof around and stuff like that. But I'm not going to, look, I can't do it. I'm a salt monster. I can't play versus other people. I'll become a complete asshole. So
one
time was enough.
I like I beat myself up. I never get mad at anybody else, but if I start doing bad in a game like League, I just get really, really sad. it's like a total mood killer. So I don't really play games like that. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't
I take it out on everyone else. I take my own failings out on everyone else. Yeah, I know I'm bad. And so I have to deflect that rage onto others so that I don't feel as bad as I am. Yeah.
The bottom frag rage.
Yeah. So that's why I don't. I'd rather not be awful. I'm like, no, I will not be PvPing. Enjoy your day. Yeah.
That's what I tell them. I'm like, bro, I won't play PvP games with you guys. And they're like, okay, you're probably going to be bad at first and then you'll get better. I'm like, no, you guys don't get it. You don't get it. I am so, so cruel to myself.
Oh, I don't need to be feeling this way about myself at midnight. I'm good.
Right. And then they're like, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to bottom frag for like a few games. And I'm like, dude, what if it's forever though? What if I never catch up and I bottom frag forever? I'm going to be so sad and disappointed. And they just, for me, people just don't understand. They just don't get it.
I know that I'll probably enjoy myself, but I know I'll never feel as competitive about the game as a lot of our friends would feel about
I'm so giga competitive. I'm super competitive. And that's why if I'm worse at something than somebody else, it makes me want to vomit. I have to be better. I have to be better. Or
I got
else.
You. Right.
Or else I take myself to the whipping post until I'm better than them.
There's a kid that my kid plays with a lot, and we've like gone out and done you know, like mini golfing and stuff. And if this kid is with us, we don't keep score because the competitive vibes are so bad. It gets rancid immediately if you're keeping score.
Oh, God.
And part of me is like, maybe we need to just keep score because you got to just deal with that, right? But at the same time, we want everybody to have a good time. And if one kid is like, I'm going to snap this fucking golf club in half if I... I'm not doing well, right? Like, balancing that.
I get it, kid. Loki, I understand you. Nobody else here does, but I get it.
I get you. I feel you. Amazing. Jessup, what have we got for news today?
I just, for some reason, this is an 8-year-old kid. Like, it's just so funny to me. They're like, son of a bitch. Like, he's already doing, like, 45-year-old golf guy maneuvers.
Yeah.
He's like,
he shows up with a cigar hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah. Like, that's just really funny to me. All right. We have news and things this week. I'm so excited.
News.
Mm. Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. Well, hey, first off, you know, this is a week where we got Sony State of Play. We got Xbox making some changes, and obviously Summer Game Fest is happening. So let's start with State of Play, which gave us a bunch of games this week. Did either of you watch State of Play?
I looked up the trailers afterwards because I was live at the time. It was my birthday, actually. So I was
happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. It was on the 2nd. So I had to stream and I had to like announce some things and like do a little birthday thing. So I did miss State of Play. I looked up some of the trailers afterwards. I watched the trailer for Ill. I watched the trailer for Until Dawn 2. I watched the trailer for God of War, the new one. No, I didn't.
Mom of War?
No, maybe I did. Yeah. And then there was like maybe one or two others, but those are the ones I remember really distinctly.
Yeah.
New Silent Hill. I watched the new Silent Hill trailer.
Downfall. Mm. Yeah. Yes, we got a bunch of crazy stuff. Dodger, I'm assuming you did not watch.
I did not.
Let me regale you then. So obviously Until Dawn 2, which as far as I can tell, Until Dawn 2 appears to be teens go to island, Neil Newbin shows up and harasses them the entire time as a creepy old guy, but I guarantee he's not the villain because it's Until Dawn.
He's the red herring, for sure.
In the end, he's the red herring, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Silent Hill Townfall, which is this story that, as far as I can tell, appears to be your standard issue purgatory, you know, like personal purgatory of your own making, Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see what the hell happens
Classic.
There. We got Ill again, a game that I do not know what the hell it's about, but visually it's terrifying the entire way through, and I think it's awesome looking. But, like, I don't know what's going on in that game, but it's Jump Scare City and a giant creep man tearing up a hallway. So that's a thing. We have Onimusha is coming. So the brand new Onimusha, technically two Onimushas are coming. We have Control Resonant. So we have the follow-up to 2019's Control. And that looks super cool.
Very
Ace Combat 8 we got. I already played it. It's great. There was a ton of other games, like, you know, God, my brain just died. We had Dynasty Warriors 3 had a remake. There's all sorts of stuff coming. Anyway, the big one at the end, of course, was the new God of War. We got a huge preview at the end. Essentially, this time around, you play as Kratos' wife. Second wife, second dead wife. Kratos has a bad track record. And so, oh, I did forget Wolverine. That's because that's the beginning. Wolverine was the beginning. It opened with Wolverine. And honestly, aside from the fact that in my mind, I perpetually have like a gruff Steve Bloom sounding Wolverine, and it didn't really sound like that. Honestly, I was like, all right, that could be fun. The combat looks cool, but I also don't know how much of it is like real. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was very, it looked cool, but I don't know how much of that is like press X to jump across the screen and do something cool. So we got that, but then, yeah, God of War came out. I think that's the one most people were talking about simply because it isn't Kratos. You're not playing as Kratos. And it takes place, according to the information we got, in like the god afterlife. So it's filled with, there's like an Egyptian deity. There's like a Mongolian deity. There's like all sorts of stuff happening. But also, for some reason, like a slime? Like Jack Quaid plays a cube. And I don't know what that means. I don't know why there's a D&D-esque slime in God of War, but Jack Quaid plays Frank the Cube, the gelatinous cube.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
And I don't know what, like, it seems cute. I don't understand it. But then there's also like a sword, and it has talking ribbons, talking Australian ribbons. And what that is, I don't know. I have no idea what this game is. I'll play the hell out of it, but I don't understand what it is at all. So I'm very curious what's going on with that. But it seems like they're taking a swing, and so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it looks interesting.
Can I be honest? I didn't know anything about Until Dawn. I just heard the name going around. And for some reason, I don't know if I got wires crossed or something, I thought it was a zombie game.
Until Dawn?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, there's so many versions of that where there's like, it sounds similar, but yes, you're correct. Because there's, Until Dawn is the choice-based, almost cinematic game.
And it's not a zombie game?
No.
No. Dead Island is a zombie game. Dead by Daylight, zombie game. From Dusk Till Dawn is a movie about vampires. But, yeah, Until Dawn
is... Boy, would I have been confused. It's all right.
I get confused by it, too.
When do the zombies appear?
No zombos. There's no zombos in that game.
When is the zombie twist happening?
With that said, though... They do have, like, there's some stuff. Until Dawn, the first game, there's some, what would the word be? Mythological, I guess? Or, like, creepy stuff going on in there with monsters. So, it is a thing. We got a ton of games.
Maybe I was close.
you could be. By the end of this, it could be zombies, for all I know. Supernatural, yes. Thanks, chat. We got a ton of games, and I'm sure we'll find more tomorrow. Probably we'll get some of the same trailers we got, to be honest, or updated versions of them tomorrow. Today, because it's today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting that it's today. So we'll get more. Then, by the way, if you want to watch Summer Game Fest, I'm sure everyone and their brother will be streaming it today, so... Please go support them and watch with your favorite streamer. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, over at Xbox, Asha Shwarma is trying to, and this is a quote, get Xbox to be the number one gaming and entertainment company, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Another quote, okay. If you think about it, Microsoft has invested more aggressively than nearly anybody in this category over the last 6 years. We bought Activision and ZeniMax. We invested in our core platform. We've invested in hardware cycles. We invest in subsidies, even when we're losing money because of memory and storage. So we're going long gaming. We're long on Xbox. We'll keep investing. We've got work to do. You shared the numbers. We're not in a healthy spot. So the next 100 days is going to be about resetting the business.
Uh-oh.
Whatever that means.
That's nervous. That's a little nervous. Okay.
All right.
Whatever that means. So we'll see. We'll see if the company that said everything is an Xbox, in fact, don't buy an Xbox, play it on your PC, actually play it on PlayStation, don't worry about it, is now completely changing gears and going to be Xbox.
Can they save themselves?
It is. It's a crazy strategy to be like, you know what? We bought all these companies and spent all this money, and we're like, don't buy our products. We'll see if it pays off. So, yeah, I don't.
We're pivoting.
I have no idea what's about to happen.
We're changing it from the ground up.
Guys.
On them if they make an Xbox worth buying, but like, I have no clue what's going on over there.
I mean, with hardware prices, though, even if they made something really nice, it would be $1 million to buy it.
Maybe they're smart for doing this, right? Like,
I mean, I feel like someone over there had to write the ship, and I think she's definitely doing something to try, because, like, they've just been not in the game anymore. Like, I don't know anyone who's like, man, so glad that I stuck with Xbox on this. Like, you can most Xbox games are PC.
And the digital landscape has changed so much. Like, I feel like if you just stay, like, doing the same thing over and over again, like, you know, you're kind of cooked. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Maybe they have a secret, brilliant idea that nobody has ever thought of.
It'd be so funny if they're like, are the game changer? Halo. We brought it back. You know, it's going to be something like that where it's going to be like, guys, we heard you. We're doing Halo again.
We're doing Halo.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Nintendo apparently has a Direct coming next week. There are rumblings in the ether that's happening. No one's confirming it, though. But everyone's like, it's happening, though. Next week, it's happening. So, all right, we'll see. But most of the news, obviously, will come today from Summer Games Fest. We're going to see a lot of stuff. So, anyway, let's talk releases. Coming the 8th. Obviously, this isn't everything. There's about 8 billion things on Steam that are indie. Please check them out and hunt them down for yourself. But this is sort of a smattering. On the 8th, we have Solar Punk, which is a survival game in a lovely world where you can hop between sky islands, use sunlight and the wind and water in harmony with nature to build things. It's a vibe, man. It's going to be a super chill game. If you like those and you don't want to be stuck, I don't know, being hunted by creatures and or dying of thirst, Solar Punk is probably the vibe for you. Also on the same day, Killer Bean. That's right. The game where you're a bean and you run around shooting stuff with guns and jumping through the air in bullet time is finally coming to, I guess, early access. I have no idea what that means. And I'm sure you can expect a lot of memes. Ever since that game was revealed by Jeff Keighley, I have no idea what this game is, but as you can see from chat, everyone's like, what? Yes! So the people are excited. On the 9th, Voidling Bound comes out. It's a third-person sci-fi shooter that is also part monster tamer that lets you take direct control of the little critters you have, and you can send them out to go fight and stuff. On the 10th, Burglin' Gnomes. Goof around with your friends as little gnomes. And what appears to be a chaotic game built for streaming, and you break into houses like the little gnomes with the hats and everything. You break into houses and you cause chaos. It appears to be pure goofs. That game will probably get a lot of people streaming it. On the 11th, Tabletop Tavern. It's a rogue-like RTS game where you build little armies, you recruit little units, you make wacky synergies, then you fight real-time battles. Looks right up my alley. It is one of those games that I'm like, I don't even know why someone made this, but it's all right. Great. Thank you. I'm glad there's RTS stuff still. I'm glad we're still making them. Also on the 11th, if you're looking for something that is literally Dodger coded, I've never seen a game more Dodger coded. Bistro comes out. Bistro is a game where you play as, in a fantasy world, as like a little cat guy, maybe a big cat guy. I don't remember. I'm sure Dodger would be like, he's kind of handsome.
And you make coffee?
And you make food for the town. And the entire game is like beautiful looking food. And everyone in the town being like, you need to feed us so we can go on adventures. So yeah, it's Bistro. Fantastic. Like as in a bistro, but spelled beast, beast because bro. You're a fur. Yep. Yes, yes, yeah.
Love it.
So that's a thing. And then on the 12th, a game that I will 100% be playing with Krendor because holy shit, Goblin Company comes out. It's a game where you mine as goblins in a fully destructible world as goblins. And that's all I need to know. It is 100% a Krendor game. I sent him a link to it, and he was like, "Boo, we got play!" So that's going to happen, and that comes out next Friday on the 12th. So lots of games coming up. Please go and check out Steam and see what's coming out. But that's what we got.
Lots of good stuff. I believe Road to Empress 2 is also coming out soon.
That is true. Is it coming this week, though? When does it come out?
I think on Tuesday.
Oh man!
What the fuck? Did you play the first one, Juniper?
No, I didn't. I saw clips of it. I was intending on playing it at some point because I know it's completely insane, and I love that it sort
is.
Of thing.
It's glorious. Bonkers, yeah,
it comes out the 8th. I was unaware.
The 8th? Oh, I got. Oh, I'm not
gonna, bro. You gotta get on it.
Maybe I hope it's a different story. Maybe I could just hop on it immediately if it's a different story.
It's a continuation. It's a literal continuation.
Sorry. Okay, I guess I have to play the first one. Okay.
It took two short streams to finish it, I think. Okay. I think Jesse did it all in one go? Question mark?
I don't remember.
I think I did it all in one go, but I also could be very wrong. Because I feel like I start... There's a few games that you and I play where I start and then you somehow finish before me. So it could be one of those. I don't remember, to be honest.
But yes, you should play it. And then we can all play the second one and it'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
Rubs hands together. Juni, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been a lovely guest. Would you like to tell everybody where they can find you and what you're going to be up to this week?
Yeah, sure. Oh my goodness. Good morning.
Oh my God. He's tired.
Good morning. I'm twitch.tv/JuniperActius. I'm usually a VTuber, but sometimes I'm on camera for things like this or things like D&D. What am I doing this week? Oh gosh. I mean, probably Road to Empress now that we're talking about it.
Hell yeah.
I'm streaming Summer Games Fest at 2. I always stream it traditionally with my two friends, Joel and Giga. And we're really loud and assholes about it. So
perfect.
That's what's going on for me.
Fantastic. Jessup, what about you? How's your week looking?
Yo, I will be doing the same thing today. I'm going to stream Summer Games Fest. I'm also gonna try to get some stuff done with these damn games on my desktop. I'm just tired of having them there. I want to beat them,
sure,
so I can
buddy.
Remove them.
Yeah, sure, buddy. We've all been there.
Damn.
Boy,
damn,
God, don't him. Call me out. This is my weakest time. I'm at my lowest. How dare you? Yeah. And then I have a video that at some point I look. Either today, you're going to get Geekenders on time, or you're going to get Geekenders on tomorrow morning and my video will be out. Whatever the case, I have to figure it out. Whatever is uploaded first is the answer. But I got a fun video for another one of the games I got to play. And then, I can finally talk about stuff after this thing. So next week, boy, oh boy, will I have thoughts on things. But this week, I have none.
This week, his head is empty. Do not ask him questions.
I know nothing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. What about you, Dugs?
I've been going really hard on Vintage Story, and I.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, it's been so fun, and I had never played it before. So, but I think the area that I'm in, everybody's really slowed down or completely stopped playing. So I'm gonna transition into a different thing. Probably finish up Seventh Guest since that was really fun, and then I don't know, maybe some Road to Empress 2. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. If you enjoyed Geekenders, there are so many Geekenderses that you can watch on youtube.com/JesseCox. We're also on the podcasting apps and sites and all of that. So however you would like to ingest the show, please do.
Love that.
Are we good for next Friday, my dude?
Girl, I'm always good.
Great.
Wait, why would you ask that? What do you mean?
I don't know, because shit's happening out there, and I don't know what's
happening. What do you mean? What do you know?
You're gonna use a ticket and get a pizza and play a bunch of bullshit. So I didn't know when that's happening.
That's just that's tomorrow.
That it's all happening right
tomorrow. So we're fine on Friday.
Is this what being old is? I hate this.
I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. Sucks. Jeez. All right, gang, we'll see you next Friday. Take care of yourselves. Have a fantastic weekend, and bye-bye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.